What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Welcome back. Okay, listen. I didn't like formally announce it or anything, but as you guys know, I've stepped away, and it was just prep got so intense, and I'm gonna talk about that on today's episode, actually. But I was struggling a lot. My mentally, I was fine. I stayed actually in a good mental headspace for most of the prep. We just had to push very hard, and my body and mind were so physically tired that if I sat down and did this for you guys every week, it would probably, one, not even make sense because I could not form coherent thoughts. And then two, like, I love doing my podcast because I love to talk. I'm bubbly. I have a lot of emotion when I speak, and that just wasn't, like, that just wasn't happening. So we took a break, but I'm back, and I figured it would be a great episode to just kind of talk about my prep experience and recap my season and what my plans are going forward. But before that, we need to get into all of our other usual segments, if you will. We got to go through our weekly highlights. We got to go through what was I even talking about? Like, what did I call it when I talked about, hot topics, duh. We got to go through hot topics, and then we'll get to the prep stuff. So without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Okay, we'll keep this like relatively short this week, just because I do want to talk a lot about my prep and all that stuff, and I don't want you to sit here for like friggin' 2 hours and be like, Liz, oh my god, we love you, but we can't hear your voice anymore. Anyway, I do have some things I want to talk about, and the first one, arguably in my world, the most important one, Zac Efron, if you haven't seen, has been walking around in a Troy Bolton wig. And I don't know, I'm calling it that. That's what people are calling it. We don't know like what it's actually for. We don't know what he's filming. Is he filming? I hope so, because it doesn't look great. I will say there is, because Zac Efron, you know, he's still everyone's crush to this day. Looks fantastic. There is, though, something about this side-by-side picture of Troy Bolton versus him now in that wig that, yeah, takes a little bit of the magic away. But when I first saw it, the first thing that came to my head is reunion. Are we making another one? Please, like, this has to be High School Musical related. The only source that really posted about it was Entertainment Tonight, and it looks like he was filming something. He's in like a gray sweatshirt, gray sweatpants. The outfit isn't giving Troy Bolton. He's definitely filming something. But I guess we'll have to wait. But that piqued my interest. Okay, there's only really like one more thing that I wanted to talk about this week. And I think I've addressed it in the past, but Wicked is coming out. I think Wicked is finally coming out this Thursday. And Ariana Grande, like, in my opinion, does not look well. I don't know. There's been talk of like her speaking in the Glinda voice and just like really not being able to shake that character, kind of like Austin Butler and the whole Elvis thing. But every picture that I see lately, for I think part of it's the eyebrows, like the bleach or like whatever light eyebrows doesn't do it for me. But she just looks very, like, she looks very skinny, which I feel bad commenting. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know her. There could be nothing wrong. It could be just something with her hormones. Like, I don't know. It's just, she looks very thin and her smiles don't look happy. She's kind of got this, like, her eyebrows are, like, knitted together in every picture she takes, and she's doing, like, a closed mouth smile. And she's kind of made it her thing, but to me, her eyes look like pained. Like, they don't look happy. So I don't know. I've just been keeping my eye on that. And was like talking to my brother the other day, and I was like, Ariana Grande is like not really looking that great these days. And he's like, yeah, a lot of people think that, but I don't think that. And I was like, all right, I don't know. Like, I'm like, maybe I'm overthinking it just because like I am a health and fitness professional, but I don't know. Because see, and then I feel bad, like, because you have heard stories like even like Kyle Richards, like her whole thing last season on Beverly Hills was like people kept commenting like, you lost weight and like you won't drink and all that stuff. Like, I don't know what's going on in homegirl's life. But I do hope that she's okay. Okay, moving along here. Let's get into some weekly highlights. If you're new here and you haven't listened before, I give my health and fitness related highlight and then my non-health and fitness related highlight for the week. And my whole little spiel here is to kind of remind you guys, to get your brain thinking of little things to be grateful for and like little things that were good, because life gets so stressful. We're tired. We all want to, like, work sucks, commuting sucks, whatever. We're always focused on like the it's cold and the negative. Something good's got to be happening, even if it's teeny tiny. So my health and fitness related highlight, I'm going to brag for a moment. If you guys are okay with that, like just for a second, I went to Chris Bumstead's gym this weekend. Okay. It's not like really, really his gym, but Raw Nutrition is the supplement company that he like co-owns with. It's, you know, that's where like the Bum Energy line is from and all that stuff. So they have an office in St. Lucie in Florida. And then in their office, they have a private gym. You have to like apply for a membership or whatever. And there's like no, like you can't just walk in and be like, can I get a day pass for the day? But luckily, I knew somebody who's been working with Raw. So I was able to just, you know, fill out my waiver and go on my way. C-Bum was not there, but just knowing that he is used well, I was using like the hip thrust machine, so I'm not sure if he's used that one exactly, but it was just so cool working out in that space. So, and I'm a sucker for a gym with like a cafe in it, even though like they literally like can never eat shit, but they had like a smoothie bar there, they had all the supplements lined up, it was just so freaking cool. So freaking cool. You probably, like, most people probably don't even know that it exists. I was just soaking in like my 10 minutes. I was like, this is it. You are training where the best trains. You're elite. You've made it, Liz. I'm kidding. But no, it was a really cool experience, and they had Prime equipment, which we know, we love. Yeah. They had some Atlantis stuff. I used the Atlantis hip thrust. I like the glute builder hip thrust the best. We'll go into that. I'll do a whole episode on my reviews on hip thrust machines. But they had some Atlantis, and then they had some Cybex, like some old stuff. Separate room with like squat racks. They didn't have a sauna. Unless it was somewhere else and like I just didn't know where it was, but it was like a warehouse, all black, like no windows type of vibe. And it was pretty fucking cool, I'll say. My non-health and fitness related highlight. Let's see here. Okay. I got it. My non-health and fitness related highlight is the fact that Starbucks is their, whatchamacallit, holiday flavors are back, which I find they're better than Dunkin's. Like the brown sugar cookie doesn't do much for me at Dunkin', but the sugar cookie from Starbucks, oh my god. I'm a sucker for the sugar cookie, and I'm a sucker for a peppermint mocha. I love them. I really, really do. So those being back, like I soak that in. I'm not much of a syrup girl, especially trying to watch my calories and stuff. Like, I don't really even go for the sugar-free vanilla. Normally just, like, an Americano or an iced espresso, a little bit of stevia. But when the, when like even pumpkin, I'm like, pumpkin's good, you know, but when they bring out the Christmas flavors, I take full advantage. Full white girl. It's not even a white girl thing anymore. It's just, who doesn't like Christmas and therefore Christmas flavors? Guys, Petula's Black Friday sale is going on now. Things are selling out very, very quickly. They are doing a limited edition little mini drop as well coming this Friday. That would be the 15th of November. Oh my God. But make sure that you check out all of the best deals before things are sold out. And of course, you can use my code LizWei, W-E-I, for an extra discount on top of that. Okay, so I've been like putting off making this podcast episode because there's just so much to talk about that I'm overwhelmed. Like, I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. And that's my fault for not making a podcast episode in like 3 months, but we're going to get into it. So you know what? I'm going to talk about, let's see. I think what I'm going to talk about is like that, those last couple of weeks, like those 2 weeks, 1 week out before each of the shows. And then we'll recap kind of what happened with my shows and then what's going on now. And then of course, if you guys want to know any more specifics, have any questions and stuff, I'd be super, super happy to talk about all that. And maybe I'll do like a question and answer episode, so that way I have some sort of direction. Because I'm like, how do you fit a 7 month prep into one friggin' episode? Okay, so let's just start with, let's go back to August. Did I talk to you guys about, I think I did talk to you guys about my hormone problems and how my body wasn't losing weight. So Alex and I knew that we were going to really have to push to be stage ready the first time around. So my cardio was very, very high. My food was very low. He doesn't typically like to do this with people. He made that very, very clear that this was like an extreme situation. And our goal was to step on the stage in September and qualify for the Summer Shredding Championship show in November, which gave us about 7 weeks, hopefully using that momentum from like where I was at the first show to just keep grinding it out. But he didn't want to have to keep like running my body into the ground. So let me preface by saying everybody's protocol is completely different. And I don't really want to go into the specifics of like how much cardio I was doing and how much eating I was doing, because it's not healthy. And I don't want anybody to get any examples here or kind of like take what I'm saying and run with it and make it your own. But 2 weeks out I was feeling it like 4 weeks out, but 2 weeks out was rough for my first show back in August. It's hot as hell outside. It's like that last week of August. I was doing a ton of cardio, breaking it up in between two sessions. And at this point, I was just personal training for work. And then I started working at like a chiropractic office part-time just because my job search was not going well and things. There was a lot of moving parts. I felt exhausted. Every chance that I could get, I was sleeping. My workouts, like I was just powering through. You could tell that there was like no, there was barely any life in my eyes. I was using, I don't know. The thing is though, I showed up to work, like I showed up to the chiropractic office taking care of patients, and like I was cheery and I was bubbly. And honestly, throughout the whole prep, I didn't freak out on anyone. I wasn't like walking around with a sour face and constantly cranky and all that stuff. Like, I think I did a very good job at putting on that mask and just like not being a miserable human to everybody else, because it's not their problem. It's my problem. My mom did get it a little bit for me, but in my defense, there were times when she was asking for it. She woke me up one night. If she's listening to this, I'm sorry, but I have to tell the story. She woke me up one night. It was like 11 p.m. and I'm sleeping, and it was like 2 or 3 weeks out, somewhere towards the end, where I was just so freaking tired. And she comes into my room and she's like, did you turn the dishwasher? Did you put your stuff in the dishwasher? And I was like, what? What? She's like, did you put all your stuff in the dishwasher? I was like, never, ever wake me up to ask me a question like that ever again. Do not do that. So there was, if anybody got it, I think my mom got it, but it was, I honestly, like, I really wasn't that bad. I have to say, not to gas myself up here, but it wasn't that bad. And I'm normally the type to get like very hangry, and then like I don't feel well when I'm hungry and stuff, but I don't know if it was adrenaline, I don't know what it was, but I never felt like I was gonna pass out or throw up. Like, I never felt like that. I was just tired. I was just exhausted. And then we enter peak week and things kind of changed. Like, I think peak week, I was just running on pure adrenaline. So when you reach peak week, you want to kind of control the amount of inflammation in your body. And obviously, weightlifting and exercising can cause inflammation. So your workouts start to dial back. We start doing, the protocol that my coach has us all really do is stop for reps prior to failure. So you're still working up until like 2 days out. Yeah, I would say like 2 days out. You're still working, but you're kind of backing off a little bit. So you're getting in that movement, you're burning some calories, but we're starting to let the body relax and kind of calm down, you know, minimize that inflammation. So I had a little bit of life in me knowing like, okay, I wasn't have to squat or leg press until failure. My workouts were a little bit shorter. So that was nice. And then I left for Texas on Tuesday. My show was on Friday. So I got there very late Tuesday night. My flight was delayed. I had like one meal left. So that kind of sucked. By the time that I'd got to my hotel, I was just like, contacts out, brush my teeth, throw on a t-shirt. We're going to sleep and we're just going to deal with everything tomorrow. And then Wednesday and Thursday, those were fun days. So first of all, cardio gets cut. So it was very nice waking up in the morning and not having to exercise first thing and do my fasted cardio. But you start to carb load. You start to get some carbs in your body. So I was eating things like Frosted Flakes, rice and honey, which is a phenomenal combination, by the way. I've been telling everybody about this. I've never thought to put rice and honey together because who really ever thinks to do that? Oh my God, I love it. I truly, like, if that could be in my plan now, like, sure. I mean, I rather have my carbs in volume. And the reason why bodybuilders are so big on honey is because it digests, it breaks down, or I guess digests, same thing, very, very quickly. So it can be used like automatically. So that's why when you hear of people taking shots of honey backstage before they're pumping up, which is what I did, it's because honey breaks down very, very quickly and your body's using it automatically. So when you need that quick pump, which is what we do, we try and get a nice pump so our muscles look all nice and big when we get on stage. Honey's the quickest way to like get everything moving. So no, I was not eating a lot on those 2 days. Your water starts to decrease, so you can kind of dry out. You look a little leaner, but it was nice getting a little bit of a switch up, like not eating a lot of chicken or protein really at all. And just eating potatoes and honey, rice and honey, Frosted Flakes, Frosted Flakes is my favorite cereal ever. And I didn't even tell Alex that, but it's my favorite cereal ever. So I was running on like adrenaline peak week, and then things were going really well for that like 2 weeks out. Like every day I was hitting new lows. I was getting tighter. I wasn't necessary. I still knew like I wasn't where I wanted to be. I was going to have to fight pretty hard to get that. Well, I mean, Alex didn't think I had to fight that hard, but I wasn't feeling great. I wasn't like the leanest that I wanted to be, although I was pretty lean. But things were trending in the right direction. So I was running off of like adrenaline, excitement, and all that. So peak week actually felt fine. It's the 2 week out point that you're like, dear God, like this just needs to end. Like this literally just needs to end. Like one more day closer. And then we hit show day. Show day is one long ass day. Oh, you know what I forgot? So the night before the show or the afternoon before the show is when you go get your tan, your first layer of tan, and then you get a touch up the morning after or like the morning of the show. Oh my God, was that the most vulnerable experience that I've ever had? That was, I don't know what I was expecting. I mean, listen, I knew you got to strip down to nothing. There's a bunch of other girls in the room too, and everyone's just wearing nothing, but we're girls. It's whatever, you know, it's like not that big of a deal. I wonder actually if the guys have to go like balls out, because with the girls, like our bikinis are so tiny on the bottom that like you really need to hit everything. So like you can't just put on like a piece of underwear. If you're a girl, those bikini straps like on the sides, on the bottoms, like they're tiny. There's no room for error. But the guys either wear board shorts, or if they're in like the classic or bodybuilding, like they wear like tighty whitey type things. Like it's just not as thin, you know? So I don't know. I'm gonna ask that. Anyway, I was prepared, you know, to be in a room with a bunch of girls who none of us had clothes on. That's not really a big deal for most girls. What was the vulnerable part? Oh my God, it was freezing cold. That when they spray you with the tan, oh my God, it's so cold. But then what's even worse is that now you're shivering because you're cold from like the blast of the tan, and you have no body fat on you because you're going on stage tomorrow. But then you need the tan to dry. So they pluck you in front of a fan and you need to stick your butt out so you get no creases on your cheeks. I've never been that cold. That's a lie, actually. When I did the cold plunge, that was terrifying. But I just was not prepared for how cold I was going to be standing there butt ass naked in front of a fan with my cheeks spread. That was not it. That was not it at all. So you get tanned to the night before, and then something that I didn't realize was satin pajamas are actually the best, so you don't get any like creases or anything. I didn't have any, so I just wore all black, and they had to kind of fix up like around where the waistband of my sweatpants were the next morning. But then show day, you're up bright and early. Depending on like when your show starts, most of them start around like 9. I was up to do my check-in, eat my first meal by 6, and then head over to where they were doing the tan and the makeup. Got my second coat of tan, was freezing my butt off once again. Got my makeup done, which I was like a little skeptic, I'm not gonna lie, guys. When I saw my makeup artist, I was like, I don't know. Like, appearance is a lot of would you hire like a fat personal trainer? Probably not. This girl didn't have any makeup on or anything, so I was like a little nervous. However, she did a phenomenal job. And then I raced back to my hotel. One of my best friends, Jill, was there to do my hair because she's a hairstylist. So she did my hair. We hairsprayed the whole thing. It stayed for days. Jill did phenomenal. She also knows my hair because she's cut it and stuff before. So she like, that was the best case scenario. Very, very grateful for her. And then eat your second meal at like 8, then head over to the venue. And this show, they were doing girls on Friday, boys on Saturday, because it was a big show. But bikini is like always last or second to last or something. And again, this was my first show, so I didn't realize bring things like a blanket because you're freezing and stuff. So I was just in my freaking robe, freezing my butt off all day. But it was so nice to be around my teammates and like have people to talk to and entertain myself. And then, yeah, I mean, finally it was our time and we went up for prejudging. I got first call outs, which was great. They moved me around. So I thought that I was fighting for like third or fourth. But when I came back for finals, it turns out I got fifth, which was fine. That was what we wanted. You needed to place in the top five to qualify for the championship. So I qualified, stepped off that stage, had a nice little cookie, had a sushi meal. And then Alex gives us like that night and then the next day to kind of just like bop around, not really track things. I kind of stayed really close to my plan on Saturday. Did have like, we went out to breakfast in the morning. Oh my God, those were like, that was like one of the best breakfasts I've ever had in my life. We went to the Avalon Diner in Sugar Land, Texas. And that was the best biscuit I've ever had. Those pancakes, like I euphoria. I was so happy. I didn't want it to end. But then right after that, it was kind of back onto track. So you do retain water when you fly and whatnot, but because my body was so sensitive, I was up like 8 to 9 pounds from my stage weight when I got home, which wasn't what we wanted to see. But my body is just so sensitive that that's what happened. That's what happened. So again, it takes a week for like your body to stabilize and flush out and stuff like that. So I did drop some weight from there. But Alex had said, hey, we're not running your body into the ground for the next 7 weeks. Like we slowly lowered some of my cardio. He gave me some more food. And for a while, things were a little iffy, but my body wasn't responding to running into the ground, or my body was responding to running into the ground, but that's not the answer. And like, it wouldn't be sustainable to do that for 7 weeks. So we took like a little bit of an approach and I had more energy in me for sure leading up into the second show. Taking a quick little ad break to tell you guys that I am now working with Paragon Fitwear. They have some of the best leggings that I have ever put on. Their sculpt seam makes the cheeks look absolutely phenomenal. So you guys can now shop Paragon Fitwear and use my code LIFTSWITHLIZ to get an extra discount. Again, that's Paragon Fitwear because there's a bunch of Paragons out there. And my code is LIFTSWITHLIZ. Alrighty, so we're leading into the second show and I got a new job. Thank you very much. So yeah, I'm back to the corporate life, back to working in an office and whatnot. Things started trending nicely. Again, a little bit of a different approach, eating a tiny bit more. Cardio is down drastically from what it was the first time. So we're not running my body into the ground. 2 weeks out, I start my new job. It's in New York City. I go in like 3 to 4 times a week. So that walk, it's a lot of extra activity and then the days are longer. I woke up at 5, would do my fasted cardio, shower, get ready for work, and then get on the bus around 6:45. Get into the city around like 8:15, and then I have a mile walk from the bus station from Port Authority to my office. So that was like an extra mile of activity. Obviously I'm working throughout the whole day, so like I wasn't taking any naps, which sounds like such a complaint for like a grown-ass woman, but during prep, like those naps really saved me. They really, really did. So I wasn't resting really at all. Plus, you know, I'm like trying to make a good impression and like my cortisol levels probably spiked a little bit. And then I leave at like 5:30, walk a mile back to the bus station, take the bus home, which I like don't do well on buses. The morning's kind of fine, but the afternoon, like I, without fail, I get a migraine and get nauseous every single time. Every single time. So I would eat my meal 4 on the bus, go to the gym, work out, and then come home, eat my last meal, which was literally not even a meal. It was like blueberries. That was it. It was actually just blueberries. And then I would go to sleep and rinse and repeat. By the time Wednesday came around, or Tuesday, it was Wednesday. It was like 2 days into it. I texted Alex and I was like, I don't feel well. My face was flushed at work. I thought I was going to pass out. Like, I really, really, really did not feel well at all. Like, I felt like I was going to faint. Like, I just felt ill. And he was like, okay, like, just go home, rest today. And I was like, bitch, it is my rest day. I'm already doing that. But I was telling him, I was like, I think the days are too long and there's too much activity. Like, I don't think I'm eating enough. That next morning, my weight up 2 pounds. The next day, up again, up again, up again. And it sucked because we were seeing things trend in that right direction, like to where we needed, like we were just starting to get to where we needed to be going, or start going to where we needed to get, if that makes sense. And then my weight just went up. So I'm freaking out now. And he's like, don't freak out. Like, your cortisol levels, like you're going to stress yourself out more and things are going to spike because of that. But I'm freaking out because I'm tired and I don't feel well. And like, it's just, and I'm gaining weight and I'm frustrated and I'm confused. So his response was, he gave me more food because obviously my body was, I think my body just hit a wall. It hit a wall and I needed to come to terms with, I wasn't going to be on stage as lean as I was the first time around. But we just had to get done what we had to get done. So we were doing two shows instead of one. Summer Shredding added one last qualifying show and you could use that qualification for next year's championship. We decided to do it a while, like back in like September. We were like, let's just do it for extra practice, like getting comfortable on stage and whatnot. So that was on Friday night and then Saturday would be the championship. I wasn't feeling my best. I wasn't feeling that confident going into it. I was disappointed with my body, disappointed with myself, but I had hit a wall. My body had just stopped. So Friday came around. The woman who did my makeup absolutely botched it. Like, didn't put on any setting spray. The colors were literally separating on my face. Put on the nastiest eyelashes. Like, they looked so, like, and I hate, like, that's the day that I got all, like, my professional stage shots done. And, like, my eyelash, like, I'm like, it doesn't even look like me. But I did end up taking third in that show. So I went into Saturday, the championship, feeling good. Like, I was like, I'm going home with a medal. Like, if for someone whose body started fighting against them and gaining weight the week, like peak week, I was pretty damn proud for taking third. Saturday, my goal was let's get first call outs. Unfortunately, that didn't happen for me, but I was in a very stacked class. Like, people who have competed in the amateur Olympia, someone who is a bikini pro in a different federation, which I don't even know how you're allowed to compete in summer shredding, but whatever. My competition was very, very steep. But instead of feeling disappointed with myself, I left feeling so motivated. I know I have potential. And now that we're going to spend the off season just fixing my body and building and all that stuff, next prep's going to be so much easier. And I was looking at those girls on the stage and I was like, that's inspiring. And I want to do that next year. So yeah, that's how my shows went. Now we're in our reverse. So again, I had came home after 2 days of like eating off plan, gained some weight, lost some weight. Now I gained a little bit back. So I'm sitting like 7 to 8 pounds right now above my stage weight. It is a little bit alarming for me, but I still got to flush out my body. And then the hardest part right now is just sticking exactly to the reverse plan. I did very, very well the first week. I went
to Florida last weekend. Went a little bit off plan, a little bit. Hopefully Alex isn't listening to this. But now we're back on plan and just really sticking to it because I see how my body reacts. And we really need to take a gradual approach. And it sucks because it's like, I want to be able to eat macro-based. Like, I want to incorporate this food and that food into my plan. Like, I don't even need all the calories. It's just like, I want some variety. But I know how my body is. And if I want next prep to be a lot easier and smoother, then I need to take this slowly. And slowly reintroduce food and reintroduce different types of foods back into my body. So, yeah. The plans for now is to dominate this off season, build, and then get absolutely peeled for next season. And that's a recap about how my shows went and how the end of my prep went. Again, let me know if you guys want me to answer specific questions or talk more. Like, I don't know, we could talk about like the mental side or whatever about prep. You can send me a DM. You can leave a comment on Instagram, on the podcast Instagram post. But like I said, I got 7 months of shit worth to talk about, so let's get talking. And we're officially, Confessions of a Gym Rat is officially back, baby. Well, guys, that officially wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. And then make sure you're following me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Lifts with Liz. I hope you have a happy and healthy week, and I will talk to you next week. And I promise this time, it's for real.